As I mentioned earlier, a couple of speakers had an emergency and they couldn't be here. So I will introduce them and then I will make their presentations. Unfortunately, the presentation was sent to me at the last minute because they were planning to be here. So it's in Spanish, but I will talk to you in English, okay? And I will try to make it the least boring possible because you don't want to hear the same person all the time. So Professor Rosa Gonzalez Pozo is the person that would have been here, and Monica Munoz Serrano, and I'm the third co-author of this paper. Rosa Gonzalez is at the University of Los Lagos in Puerto Montt, and Monica Munoz Serrano, she's the director of Healthy Universities at the Pontificia Universidad Católica de Chile. So I will try to present her presentation as best as I can. There is no relationships to disclose. Okay, so as I mentioned before when I presented earlier today, this whole concept of health promoting universities started in 2003, and Professor Munoz in Chile and Professor Gonzalez, they were the leaders in this movement. And I had the honor I was invited to give a presentation at the time of how to go from health promoting schools to health promoting universities. And in this meeting, it was adopted the conceptual framework of what was a health promoting universities. So in this presentation here, basically is saying that the university in collaboration, the university from Chile in collaboration with university from Canada, work together, and they call on the leadership of each university at the highest level, at the rector's level, to support. I mean, this is very important. So they had working meetings, and in the strength of this is that they call on all the universities from Chile. Not only, as you recall, Chile is a very longitudinal, it's a very long country, and the distances are very much, but they were able to get all this university to be in this meeting. The second one, it was done in 2005, and it was done in Edmonton. And what was so important about this meeting, basically, was that there was a charter on health promoting university that it was prepared by all the participants. And there were a lot of participants from most of the countries in Latin America, but also from Spain and other countries. In 2006, in Chile again, taking the leadership, they had a national meeting, a health promoting university in Puerto Montt, Chile. And they convened all this university from this country to get together and really work together and have a network. And then the network actually was created and it was formalized at this meeting. And it's the network of health promoting universities. There was a website, so if you read Spanish or someone in your office reads Spanish, you can access this website, and it will give you the history of this whole movement. And you see it here is www.redups.cl for Chile. Also, there was a guideline produced by our colleagues in Chile, and you can see this here. And if you access the internet, you are able to download this document. Pajo was also participating in this and gave technical myself in this case to the development of this document. In 2007. And Gustavo spoke about this particular meeting. There was this third meeting of health promoting university. that it was organized in Ciudad Juarez, and it was I was part of this meeting, and it was incredible to see 122 delegates from 7 countries, and not only from Latin America, but also from Spain. And it's not noted here, but they were also from England and other countries in Europe. And in this meeting, then it was suggested to change, instead of having the network of Latin American University, to have an Ibero-American network, and Gustavo spoke about this. In 2009, also there was a meeting in Chile, and Chile is very much the concept of health promotion has been really in the political agenda. So you will see a lot of participation from the different levels of government and also from the universities. So there is a very large representation. So in this particular here is the how in Chile what universities are involved at the different levels. In there is as I said, Chile is a country that is very long, so it's divided by different zones. And there are universities from all the different zones participating. So the fourth Congress, and Gustavo spoke about this, was in Pamplona. And what it was good about this was the declaration of Pamplona, where it was ratified, the commitment for the development of health promoting universities. And there was another meeting. This is national meeting in Valdivia. And Valdivia is very far south of Chile. And the next meeting is going to be, as I said, in Costa Rica in 2011. It will probably be between August to November. The day has not been finalized yet. This is Chile, and this shows the different national meetings. As you can see, it's happening all over the country, and there is a large, a really large commitment. And this shows at the international meetings that we have had in Spain, in Canada, in Mexico, next one in Costa Rica, and the first one in Chile. If you need more information, you can. I would be happy to give you this this address to contact. Or if you look at the program, her name is there. Thank you.